Hi everyone, we are continuing through our Advent devotionals, and today we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. In this book, this letter to the Colossians, Paul really wants us to know like the power, the greatness of Jesus. And in this passage, it becomes very clear. He's very much focused on how great Jesus is. And he tells us in verse 15 that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. Now, if you read this verse like in the wrong way, it sounds like Jesus is like a Xerox copy of God. And so it's kind of like that would in a sense feel like inferior to God. And he even says he's the firstborn of all creation, which makes it sound like Jesus was the first person born on earth. But if that's true, of course, that would make Jesus not God. And if you just read on here, it's pretty clear that's not what Paul is saying. What Paul is trying to tell us is that Jesus is God himself. And it comes really clear again in verses 16 and 17. It talks about basically Jesus being the creator of the world. By him, all things were created. It says that's through him and for him, things were created. He says he's before all things, showing like the eternal nature of Jesus. He's like came from eternity. And it says in him, all things hold together. And that shows us Jesus like authority and sovereignty and power over the world. Even now, his active role in the world. Now, Paul's making it abundantly clear that Jesus is God and creator and Lord over all. But then there's a little shift here. In verse 19, we're told, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And then it says it's through him to reconcile all things, to himself all things. What's going on here? Paul is showing us in this passage like all of the power of Jesus, like all of his authority as the creator of all those things, of everything, all of creation. But then also, Jesus is Lord over us, and he's come as the fullness of God. What does that mean? Not just that he is fully God to begin with, but the fullness of God was pleased to dwell when he came to earth at Christmas. Right? That's what we're remembering in this season, is that Jesus came and the fullness of God dwelled within him as he came to earth. And why did he come to earth? To reconcile to himself all things. This is what Jesus came to do. Now at Christmas, we celebrate the coming of baby Jesus, right? Of a baby. And when you think of that in comparison to like the grandeur of this passage, the preeminence, the power, the glory, the fullness of God, Jesus came as a baby. He was just a little child. And in many ways, it shouldn't make sense to us. The word that we would use for this is that Jesus condescended, right? Jesus came down and he lowered himself to our level. He didn't even come in as an adult. He came as a baby. Why? Why did he come? He came to sacrifice for us, to die on a cross for us. He came to be the firstborn of the dead, is what it says in this passage. Firstborn from the dead. Jesus came to die so that when he was the firstborn of the dead, when he rose, that we could have hope. The hope of the gospel is what verse 23 tells us. Because Jesus, in his flesh, he reconciled us to God. And he's, as we put our faith in him, we can be holy and blameless. We can be part of God's great kingdom. We can have peace and this hope because of what Jesus has done. This is what we remember in this passage, that Jesus, even though he had all the authority, all the power, all the strength, all the glory, he came as a baby for the purpose of dying on the cross to reconcile us to God, to himself. Praise God for his grace and his love for us. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you came for us to reconcile us to you. And we thank you for this love that's been shown to us. And I pray that in the midst of this, we'll see your power and your glory, your might, your worthiness of all that you are. And that we will bow down before you and trust you and give our lives to you, Jesus. We thank you for such wonderful grace, for your love. In your name we pray.